So welcome back, everyone. It's time for us to have a little movement. And so this workshop has been planned for you because we know at about this time in the program, we all need to digest because that's been a lot of input. Would you say? Are you feeling it's a lot? I see Faisal. Yes. So this session is designed to give you a chance to actually digest a little bit. Okay, so there'll be some silence. There'll be a little bit of input. There'll be some movement. And then you're going to have about 45 minutes to an hour in silence on your own anywhere on the campus to write. And I'm going to give you a writing suggestion, okay? And it will help you digest. Doesn't that sound good? A little bit of solo time in silence. Okay. So, and the nature of this particular session is we are going to be introduced to three different relationships with the divine. And so it's a suggestion for you to explore this relationship, if you would like. And the wisdom from each of the three relationships you will carry away with you. You will get a special message from the source as a parent, from the source as teacher, and from the source as a wise guide for you right now in your life. Then you will get to take that wisdom with you and understand it. What is the message for me? It will be quite unique for each of you. Okay? So how it will work is we will have one come speak for about, they're going to share their personal inspiration for about 10 minutes. I'll give you a couple of minutes silence to write anything important. Sister Judy will come out and do a movement with us, and then we will go to the second, and then the third. And then I'll give you a suggested writing exercise, and you will gather your wisdom. You'll come up on stage and get three separate cards, each with a specific message for you. Clear? Sound good? Okay, and then you just go anywhere you want, and you have until lunchtime, which is, you know, as you know, 12:30 to 1, so take as much time as you want, okay? All right, so we welcome onto stage our first yogi, Sister Manda from Oxford, England, where she is responsible with the team for the Global Retreat Center. And Sister Manda will share 10 minutes of inspiration based on her experience of relating to God, relating to the divine, to source, to higher power as a parent.
Om Shanti. As I begin to understand soul consciousness, as I begin to become aware of myself as this pure spiritual energy, this point of light, this conscient living thinking being, I begin to separate myself from the person that I've called myself until now. And this separation gives me even more of an understanding of a wisdom and a way of being that's absolutely unique. But it's also a state in which I'm able to experience myself to be totally clean, beautiful energy of light, of love, and truth. While I begin to understand this form of myself, while I begin to experience this state, I also begin to feel as if I become new again, as if I am reborn as something else and someone else. The parents that I've called my parents in this life, they too are spiritual beings, souls, and ones that have had an acquired self. So the question really arises, who do I belong to? How do I begin to ascertain, or how do I begin to find roots of this person or this being that I call the soul? And as I go beyond the consciousness of the physical, then I'm able to become open and ready to perceive another place, another way of being, and perhaps even the possibility of seeing that I belong to someone else, to something else, and somewhere else. I find myself beyond the pull of matter, and I find myself in a place that is beyond this pull of matter and gravity, a place that I call my home, a place where I have the sense that I belong. And in this place, I also have this being that I call my eternal parent, exactly like myself, a point, a being of light and energy, as if I become drawn. In fact, we both become drawn to each other. My parent means my mother, my father, this incredible being beyond gender, yet can play the role that I wish that one to play. As my mother holds me in her warm embrace of unconditional love that expects nothing, but is absolutely and completely willing to give to me all that she is. Soft, gentle, loving presence. Any time, any place, anywhere. The moment I invoke this energy of the mother, she becomes present. I can feel her presence, caring. It's not just this ethic thing, but it is as if the mother, just as the mother is willing to give anything to the child, sometimes she can do it herself. Sometimes she works us. Sometimes it's the aunt. Sometimes it's a friend. But my sense is it's the mother that holds nothing at me, ever. And then at times, I also have the sense that this being, this eternal parent, becomes father. The father who generates and injects all that he is in me. And whatever it is that belongs to him, belongs to me. Not just in terms of his qualities, not just in terms of his incredible ability to love me, provide for me, not just again in an energetic way, but my feeling is that my father not only prepares me for all that is to come in this particular existence, but he prepares me for all of my existence forever. The father wills all that he is to the child. And I simply have to be ready to receive. I believe in him. When I believe in him, then all that is his becomes mine. And I'm eternally connected to my parent, my mother, my father, available to me at all times. Om Shanti.
A moment for you to write any words that are important for you under the title Parent in your book. A couple of moments of silence for you to do that. And now Sister Denise will join us to share the relationship with the divine as a teacher.
The divine is called the intelligence of the wise. That means this is not just an energy, but a mind which can process thought clearly, coherently, logically. My relationship with the divine as teacher is to learn how to think, how to distinguish whether something is coherent, meaningful, gives clarity. The divine sharpens my intellectual processing. Many are credulous and accept what an authority says without critiquing that information. My relationship with the divine means nothing is taken for granted, nothing is taken without analysis. Pure thought is connected with truth. Truth has to be comprehensible, meaningful, coherent, usable. My capacity for logical thought has to be sharpened, because the way in which we have been taught is not necessarily good for us. Some of it is just indoctrination. Some of it is that, well, everybody knows, therefore it must be right. But the divine says, check everything and determine to your satisfaction, is it true? Is it meaningful? Is it beneficial? Does it enable you to take full responsibility for what you do on the basis of that information? The teacher says, there are many ideas that you have been working with out of tradition, because everyone thinks like that, and it's not real, it's not true, it's not valid, and therefore you have fuzzy thinking, and then you cannot make good decisions, you cannot understand subtle things. My interest in my relationship with the teacher is to understand the most subtle things of spirituality. It is full of paradox, and the deeper meaning takes time to recognize, to process, to assess, to use, to bring the mind to another level, to bring the intellect into the ability to know the subtle differences between real and unreal, right and wrong, worthwhile, not worthwhile. I'm concerned that my karma is pure, and without clarity, my karma can be mixed. It might feel good, but it may not be good. Something might feel bad, but it may not be bad. So I need to know, to assess, to calculate, to process ideas, to be able to analyze, to present what is real, what is not real. And so the teacher begins with simple things which are yet very deep. The teacher presents paradox, and you say, well, it has to be either this or that. And the teacher says, well, it's both. It depends on circumstances, how you handle things. It depends on who you're talking to as to what you say. You have to understand how a person thinks, because many things are unspoken. So the teacher teaches to catch the nuances of the minds of those you want to communicate with. Things are not as straightforward as you might like them to be. And so the teacher talks to the soul every day, looking at the spirit, eternity, immortality, truth, wisdom, from 1,000 different angles. And I am present every day to see the diamond from many different facets every day, and to learn to think patiently, deeply, and meaningfully. And then I know if I'm right, and if I'm not right, I let it go and patiently observe the different ways to process ideas to arrive at progressively subtle clarity. Subtlety means it's not as fixed as people might like it to be. It depends on many things. It moves. It is poetic. It is like music, which must be interpreted. It's not just the notes. It's the feeling, the interpretation, the impact that it has. So my relationship with the teacher carries me forward over years and years to arrive finally at wisdom and to understand the depth of what is there in the mind of the Supreme Intelligence. Om Shanti.
A few moments to write anything that was important for you. Divine as teacher. And now Sister Suman from Gyan Sarovar will help us explore a relationship with the Source as guide, wise guide.
Om Shanti. The third most important and beautiful relationship with the Divine is of being a guide, a Sadguru, or a preceptor. The Divine, who is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the relationship with the Divine is like having a GPS in our life. When we go on a unknown terrain, unknown place, where we are lost, we take the support of a GPS or some help or a guide in life as well. When we are lost, when we are confused what to do, then there is always, we can always take the help of this GPS, the divine power, because we have that deep relationship with Him. There's also the knowledgeful one, and that's the reason we trust Him. He knows the past, the present, and the future of me and also of the world. So when I take the guidance of the Divine, it's not just the present that He is looking at. He's looking at the past, the present, and the future, and then He is giving us the guidance. Many times that we get confused in our lives is because that we just see the present. When we understand our karma, our past actions, and the bright future, then we can always take that help from that divine to achieve or to reach that the bright future. And this guide is also the liberator. He liberates us from all sorrow and bestows us happiness. He is not the one who gives us sorrow. It's our own actions, it's our own karma which makes us to experience that sorrow. But He is a purifier, He is a liberator who understands us accurately, exactly, and then guides us to get away from the sorrow, the clutches of sorrow, and experience that eternal happiness and peace. This guide is also the purifier. He purifies us. He shows us the path to purify us, ourselves. He not only shows us the path, but helps us to empower us. He is the almighty authority. He is the powerful one. Because only having the knowledge but not having the power will not help us to achieve what we want to achieve in our lives. But once when we have that power, the internal power, and empower ourselves with all those powers, and then we are able to experience that eternal happiness and peace. Along with bestowing all powers, He also gives us the clarity of to use which power in which situations. Because in our lives, any situation or circumstances, they wouldn't come after they say, okay, I'm coming. They all come all of a sudden. So are we ready to face those situations and circumstances? When we are in constant connection with this guide, this almighty authority, then we are able to face that sudden situations and circumstances because is always there, not only to guide me, but also to help me go through that storm. Sometimes we want that strength or some companion to hold our finger, hold our hands, and walk through that storm. So He is that companion and guide who's going to hold us, hold our hands, and walk us through that storm, make us strong and powerful. When we hold His hands, might be sometimes we will be taking our hands away, or we can leave His hands. But here it's Him who is holding her hands, just like in a marketplace. If a small child and a parent are walking around in a marketplace, if a child is holding the parent's hand, might be the child gets attracted towards something and let go of the hand of the parent. But when a parent is holding a hand of the child, no matter how much the child is distracted, this parent always who is holding and not let go of the child. Here as well, it's our parent, he's our teacher, is also a guide who is holding our hands and guiding us through this enormous, troublesome storm, and making us powerful, making us use all these powers to experience that ultimate peace and happiness. God, the Almighty, is our guide, our preceptor, our purifier, and experiencing His company always will take us through the ocean of life very smoothly. Not too much of upheavals, not too much of problems, but even though if you are experiencing those situations, it's smooth because we are under the canopy of protection of that guide, of that preceptor, of that Almighty authority.
Take a couple of moments to write down anything that was relevant for you in this relationship with the guide. Om Shanti. Thank you, Jude, for embodying each of these relationships. So what we'll do now is we'll invite you to come on stage in a minute and to receive from each of these yogis as if you were receiving directly from the divine, okay? From the parent, you will receive a virtue, a positive quality that will be important for you right now in your life, and especially from Shivani's class about the karma that you know you want to change. From the teacher, you will receive power of understanding something more deeply. And from the guide, you will receive a sweet direction for you to consider. Each of these three cards are yours to take with you wherever you would like on campus now and spend some time understanding what is the message from the divine to you right now for your life. You can write, you can sit and contemplate, but make sense of the message for you. Okay? And if you wanted to write a letter to yourself from God, summarizing the message, dear child, then feel free. We have told the dining room that will be there at 12:45. So you have almost a full 35-40 minutes. Can I invite you to remain in silence in connection with yourself, this beautiful wisdom you're about to receive, and the divine, and find a place to sit and write. Okay? So when you come, if you can look in the eyes of each of these lovely yogis, you'll get a little power with your card. And feel free to come. There should be a handout at the back of the hall, which I'm going to ask Debbie to go and get from Global Office, if you don't mind, Deb. They have 200 handouts right now that will be at the back of the hall waiting for you. Okay, so we will continue in silence, and we'll see you at lunch, 12:45. So come on up and receive a card. Three cards.